It's the annual tradition. You resolve to make changes in the new year, but by March, your consistency is lagging, if not gone altogether. How can you make this year different? Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab joins us. Dr. Riley, what's the secret when it comes to keeping New Year's resolutions?
Well, I would say, you know, have reasonable expectations. I wanted to visit briefly about the new year. Everyone, you know, what comes along with the new year, the New Year's resolutions. You know, I've talked to a lot of my friends and family members, a lot of our patients here in the clinic. You know, what are some things that you're wanting to do this next year? And I think the first thing is that, you know, you need to set some reasonable goals. You know, we also hear a lot of the, you know, I'm going to exercise more. You know, I'm going to work on my diet. Hopefully you're going to stop smoking, you know, doing some of those types of things. So, you know, I just always think that it's you set reasonable goals for these types of things. If you are going to exercise or, you know, diet, I think it's always a good idea to potentially get with a nutritionist or some type of personal trainer. We've talked about we all need different types of things. And so it also keeps us somewhat accountable, I think, to go in and visit with someone and they can take a quick assessment of what are the things that you need to work on and maybe obviously setting a plan or making recommendations, but holding you accountable to those. Those are always, you know, the most common things that we hear. But I wanted to talk about a few different things, you know, maybe give you the listeners some ideas of some things that they could work on. And it's as simple as this. You know, I think we need to keep moving, get moving, keep moving, whatever you want to call it. I think that the more and more I talk to patients, it's becoming an epidemic of sitting. We're on devices, we're on computers, we're on our darn phones, texting and so forth. So I think simply we just need to get moving. You need to let's try to put the devices down. You know, I saw something on the Today Show the morning I was getting ready for clinic is that, you know, the average time that we pick up these phones throughout a day, it was astronomical, Scott. I mean, I could not believe it. And it's also made me a little more aware of how much I pick up my phone. The issue is that we're picking these phones up, our head is looking down, we're in a fixed position. And I've spoken about that in the past, and a fixed position applies to a lot of different things. We're on our phone all the time looking down, you're sitting on your butt at your office, in an office chair looking down at a computer. So the fixed position, it can, you know, potentially contribute to a lot of different things, neck pain, low back pain. You know, you develop some obesity, you're overweight. So I think it's important that we put devices down and get up and start moving. You know, interrupt your sitting throughout the day, limit how much you're on your devices. Maybe go purchase a pedometer. I don't know, for $25. A pedometer is one of those things that you can use that counts the number of steps. Set a simple goal of, you know, they recommend 12,000 to 15,000 steps a day. I don't know, set a goal of 10,000 and start paying attention to that and building on it. And the more you move, you know, the better you will feel. And I always tell patients that, you know, with low back pain and neck pain, that's one of the questions that I always ask. Well, what do you do secondary to sitting at a desk for 8 hours? Well, I don't do much. Well, if you want to limit, you know, I can try to help you manage some of these neck problems and low back problems. But if you truly want to get better, you need to get off your butt and get moving.
What you're describing is really a not so much goal-oriented as focusing more on the activity itself. I mean, you've accomplished your goal just by doing something.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, once we start to do some of these things, you start to feel a little bit better. And that's the issue. You know, we can talk to doctors and therapists and you can listen to me and I can make recommendations. But I think when you start to notice something, you develop a little traction. You know what I'm saying? You know, once you start to feel a little bit better, okay, maybe there's some validity to this. Maybe there's something to getting up and moving around, getting off my butt, limiting how much I'm on this device. And so once I think you can start to feel better, I think you start to develop some traction and you want to do more of it. And I think, you know, as simple as it gets, it doesn't cost you any money. You know, when I talk about devices and sitting and moving and get moving, you know, you don't have to go out and spend money on gym memberships or, you know, spend all this money on these fancy diets. But just simply, you know, wake up one morning and say, okay, I'm not going to get on my device as much today. I'm going to maybe set a little timer at my office and get up and move around every 15, 20 minutes. And then I'm going to go get a pedometer. I'm going to try to walk a fair amount each day. And you're not only going to feel better for those patients that have maybe, unfortunately, some neck and low back pain. I think that's going to help contribute to getting you a little bit better quicker, and not only getting you feeling better, but hopefully keeping you out of my office and other doctors' offices as well.
If you have health goals for the new year, you don't have to go it alone. Call the team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab and see how they can help you. 918-743-3737.